The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. My name is Gil Alexander. That gentleman's name right there is Kelly Bidlin.
Hello, how are you?
I can call you gentleman.
Good morrow.
I can call you gentleman? Is that what
Accurate? Not many people do.
But. Accurate, I believe.
Yeah.
Usually on Thursdays, we like to say it's we have the Zach and Crack comedy duo on with us. I'm sorry to say Crack is not going to be here today. I know. Everybody, let's relax a little. He's traveling. He mentioned after the show last week, he's like, hey, by the way, kid. He didn't call me kid. He's like, by the way, I went to Jimmy Vaccaro for some reason. He goes, I might not be here next. We didn't hear anything from him until yesterday after the show. He's like, oh, I can't come tomorrow. I'm like, come on,
bummer, man.
Brack,
he's been on fire here recently, especially. There's something said last week that's been, it's been in my head for a week. I kind of told him after the show, but me and you never talked about it, where he at some point dropped a line about like you kind of like being in your sports betting ivory tower and him in the casinos like every day bleeding for this stuff.
Yeah.
Every time I'm in the casino now, I think about that. I'm like, every time I lose money in a casino, I'm like, Gil's just like at home enjoying life, like betting on sports. And I'm like, why is this happening to me? Only us to blame.
I don't know. I always say that like the nerve of it's like we're curing cancer or something. The nerve of the sports bettor to walk by a poker room or video, you know, table games and be like, oh, you peasants.
I just remember Bill dropping that line. I was like, wow, you're bleeding for this, man.
On the show, we do have Zach Cohen, though, to talk with us. VSiN editor, part of the glue that holds this whole operation together. We'll talk NFL, of course, with Zach, college football. Also, we'll find out if he has any plays in Korea, in Seoul, Korea. VSiN Pro subscribers, another winner last night on Katerina Siniakova, which I gave out yesterday on the show as well. She took down Daria Kasatkina in straight sets. So I'm very picky and choosy. 3-0 in Korea, which just continues a great hard court season. We'll see if Zach has any plays today because I don't have any yet. Quarterfinals are where we're at in that. Mike Somich here. Without Crack, we get the opportunity to talk to some other people today.
That's right.
So we're trying to make lemonade. Here out of the lemon, Mike Somich will join us, host of Ready, Set, Bet. Somich is always great on everything.
Yeah.
NFL, Major League Baseball, and beyond. Peter Futak, college football. Oh, big Power 4 snob. Formerly Power 5 snob, Pete Futak, on the show for college football. Are we sure? Estamos seguros. We'll do that later. And Tim Murray on college football a little later this hour as well.
One of the Mike Somich and Patrick Maher, one of the new podcasts here at VSiN as well, bringing back the Sharp Money podcast. I caught the Sunday episode. Great. It's awesome. It is for NFL fans, definitely something you should check out. I think it works very nicely, Gil, from a Sunday night, if you need Sunday night stuff, very nicely into kind of guessing lines the following day with us.
We also have another podcast. Mitch and JVT are doing a Futures podcast.
The Futures
Pod,
yeah.
So as the podcast network expands with other stuff as well. Of course, tonight, by the way, let's take a stab at some baseball power ratings a little later on, too.
I'm pumped for this.
A little baseball top five power ratings with, what, a week and a half now? 10 days left in the regular season, and that's it. Then we're in the postseason because there are no playoffs. Remember, it all goes to tiebreakers. And yesterday, man, it got closer in the NL. We get to talk about the Giants and the Reds again. They both got to 500. Mets lost. Both the Giants and Reds two back in the NL wild card race. Giants actually three back because of tiebreakers. But in the loss column, it's two at this point. And a big four-game set. Giants begin with the Dodgers. This was always looming over them at the Dodgers. On the other hand, the Guardians keep winning. And they're facing Tarek
Skubal. It's incredible.
They're facing Tarek Skubal today. If they beat Tarek Skubal today, it's comical. Just a comedy show at this point. The Guardians
Skubal gets shelled for six and five innings.
It's a huge game for the Tigers. The Guardians are within 4.5 of them now.
So that's the other thing that I kind of noticed here recently. It's like, well, we keep talking about the Guardians. This is crazy race out in the National League. And I'm like, I feel like the Tigers keep racking up L's every time I look at it.
Paul Spohr was not very bullish on his team, on his Tigers.
No, he was not.
Here the other day. He was not very happy with it. By the way, Tigers not in my top five. Not in my top five coming up.
Really?
My top five.
You know I didn't do one, right? I want to see yours. This is just a Gil Alexander exercise. I said, I've been interested in this for 2 weeks. I was going to hold off to the playoffs, but I wanted to see what Gil's basically your confidence rankings were in teams to win the World Series.
That's a good way of putting it, confidence rankings, because I was surprised by what I ended up with, to the point where I'm like, yeah, remember how I said, like, oh, it wouldn't surprise me if any of these 12 teams win the World Series? Yeah, no.
No, narrowed it down.
No, not at all. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, Dolphins, Bills, Catch the Fever on Amazon. You like the Amazon coverage, by the way, with Kristen Thompson? All those?
Yeah.
Dolphins, Bills. Bills are 11.5 point favorites in this one. Total 49.5 at Highmark Stadium tonight. Let's just go through. Warren Sharp was on the show yesterday, and one of the big stats that he talked about yesterday was that, well, first of all, what you should know up front, Miami, I'm going to miss James Daniels and Austin Jackson on their offensive line. But on the Bills' defense, Ed Oliver with an ankle, Matt Milano with a pec injury, they're out for the Bills. Cornerback Taron Johnson and Cam Lewis are questionable as well.
Taron Johnson coming back, though. So he's been coming back from an injury. So the questionable is actually good with him.
Yeah. Miami, this is what Warren said yesterday. And Ed Oliver missed the previous game also for Buffalo.
Correct.
Miami, number two, this is what Warren said. Miami, number two in blitz rate, but number 31 in pressure rate, when blitzing. So number two in blitz rate, but number 31, meaning second to last in pressure when blitzing. They played Daniel Jones and Drake May, but have just one sack on 28 blitzes.
Yeah, that was from Warren. Was pretty eye-opening when he said that.
And, of course, Josh Allen, one of the hardest quarterbacks to track down. Now, number three lowest sack rate for Allen, 2.7%, sacked on just 9% of pressures. So, basically, what Warren is saying is not a good combination for the Miami defense. Now, he added some other stuff. This is all from Warren. Dolphins won, and people probably know this, Dolphins 1-6 against Buffalo under Mike McDaniel, 0-4 at Buffalo. I believe the one was before the six losses, if I'm not mistaken. Don't hold me to that, though, but I believe that's the case. Miami has, this is all from Warren, Miami has the lowest defensive EPA in the league through 2 weeks, minus 26.03. The Bills have the most offensive EPA in the league through 2 weeks, 31.28. Buffalo tied for a league high six plays of 30 plus yards on offense. Miami only one play of 30 plus yards, tied for the fewest in the league. Buffalo won the turnover battle. Well, turnover battle, but in 24 straight games, longest streak in league history. I did not know that. 24 straight games, they've won the turnover battle. Buffalo, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
Dolphins tied for the worst turnover margin in the league through 2 weeks, minus four. Opponents have covered 51.9% of their third downs versus Miami, the highest rate in the league. Opponents have converted 51.9% of third downs versus Miami's D. And Miami has allowed 3.69 points per drive, the second most through 2 weeks, for any team in the 2000s. Not this year.
That's wild.
For any team in the 2000s, behind the 2019 Dolphins, by the way. They're the record holder there since 2000. And the Dolphins have allowed points on 75% of opponent drives through 2 weeks, the highest rate for any team in the 2000s. I think you get the idea.
In the year 2000. Sorry.
What song was that?
Was it the Conan in the year 2000, right? That little bit he did?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here's what I want to say about all that.
Yeah.
So all of that is slanted, obviously, in favor of the Bills against the Dolphins. And yet, while I would agree, hey, look, Buffalo survivor play for some, probably be on a couple of my entries tonight.
Okay.
Of my six. As far as the spread and the total, though, I wouldn't lay the points with Buffalo. I would take the points with the Dolphins, because what the Dolphins showed us last week against the Patriots, they can score still. And this Buffalo defense, as we just talked about, is banged up. And so you're giving that offense 11.5 points against that defense. I wouldn't lay the points with Buffalo. If anything, I would take the points with the Dolphins. And then the total, given what we just said, all the Warren stuff and this last bit, I mean, to me, it feels overish. 49.5 feels almost low. So all of that's, you know, you can talk about these stats ad nauseum, but the spread is the great equalizer, man. And 11.5 points is a whole bunch, no matter who you're playing in this league.
So I did end up on a small bet here this morning on this game. I agree with you. I worry about this game. I think these teams are going to be trading punches. And yes, I agree with you. I think initial, you know, feel would be to the over in this game. The only thing I worry about is Miami not fully being able to keep up drive for drive with the Bills when it comes to scoring? And then do you get into a second half where the Bills can kind of just go ball control, take the air out of the ball, run some clock in the second half? That would be what concerns me about betting the full game over. So I ended up on a first half over. I played first half over 24 and a half.
Okay.
24 and a half or 25 and a half, I'm going to be like.
First half
24
over.
24 and a half.
Yeah. All right. And I would add with the Dolphins spread, right, plus 11 and a half, there's all the back door is always open.
So in that exactly what I just described there, right, that's also why I wouldn't want to lay all those points with Buffalo, because, yeah, that back door might be open and still Buffalo wins this game easily.
Buffalo trying to go to 3-0, Miami trying to avoid going to 0-3. If Miami loses this, we've talked about this, you and I, if they lose, is Mike McDaniel done as the Dolphins coach? Or is it the manner in which they lose that will determine that?
Ooh, good question. There's probably some of that.
Yeah. If it's competitive, maybe he survives. But if they get blown off the, you know, out of the gym, I believe that's the football term.
Yeah, blown out of the gym.
then that could be a different story.
I'm always the wrong person to ask with this stuff, because I feel like when we talk about this type of stuff so early in the season, I'm just like, what if the organization is thinking like we're talking publicly? Just why wouldn't you have done this in the offseason and moved on? You know what I mean?
I said that 2 weeks ago. I'm like, are you really going to fire a coach this quickly?
Right.
The problem, though, is that their bye week isn't until week 12.
I know. So, yes, I think I would be on the lower end of most people. But, yes, I think there's a very good possibility it happens after this week.
Yeah. I bet it Bills Dolphins 1-2 exacta before the season. That's not looking very good. But came back with the Dolphins' fewest regular season wins at 10-1.
Those were good bets last week.
Dolphins and Panthers.
Yeah.
Fewest regular season wins.
Yeah, I meant to at least tell you on the Panthers one. I never forgot about it.
There's a lot of competition for that, though, right? Bears, Saints might have something to say about that. Who am I forgetting? Sure, I'm forgetting somebody.
Browns.
Giants. I don't know. But a lot of those teams at the bottom, Giants and Browns, like, they're feisty. They've shown something. Panthers showed something at the end of that game last week. Little garbage time. More NFL teasers and such next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Now on VSiN.com, college football and NFL hubs. Thursday night football previews for tonight's Bills-Dolphins tilt. Steve Mackinnon's college football week 4 best bets. And coming up today, Tyler Shoemaker's college football model comparison. Ooh, a little model comparison from Tyler.
Like it.
How about that? John Hansen's Dolphins Bills prop bets. Adam Burke's week 3 survivor pick. On and on and on. Sign up now for as little as $9.99 to access all the VSiN Pro articles. VSiN.com/subscribe is where you check it out. On and on and on till the break of dawn.
Yeah.
Okay. Since we were just talking about that, before we get to the teasers, since we were just talking about you know, the race to the bottom, fewest wins. I have bets on the Dolphins and the Panthers, 10-1, 11-1. What about all the 0-2 teams?
Boom,
right?
Boom, boom.
Yeah, and so if we go to all the 0-2 teams, by the way, I'd love to read tweets, but can't get on my computer. 0-2 teams right now, you got a bunch of them. Chiefs, chief among them, if you will. Texans, Bears, Dolphins, Titans, Jets, Panthers, Giants, Browns, Saints. Bam, 10 of them. 10-0-2s. And the question is, who has the best chance to make the playoffs of those 0-2 teams? And remember now, Kelly, this is something that we always bring up each and every year, which is that since 1990, only 4 teams have started 0-3 and made the playoffs. That's it. And only one 0-4 in the history of the NFL has made the playoffs. So, by the way, the last 0-3 team to make the playoffs, 2018 Houston Texans.
And I think the last before that was a while.
Yeah. Since 2020, when the playoffs expanded to 14 franchises, 38 of 43 teams have missed the postseason after an 0-2 start. So most of these teams are going to miss based on that. 38 of 43 have missed the playoffs after starting 0-2. Who has the best chance to make the playoffs of this group? Or it's not really the way that it should be couched. The way that it should be couched is who is going to make the playoffs, right? That's what we're betting on here?
Yeah. These are to make the playoff odds.
All right. The Chiefs, to no one's surprise, will be the favorite here of this group. It's not really the favorite, right? It's the most likely, but it's not like there's only one winner here.
Yeah, these are all just yes prices for
these are all yes prices.
If you're watching at home.
So Chiefs are minus 165, Texans plus 145, Bears plus 650. Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Some of the ordering here, and once we get to the longer shots, I don't really understand either.
Yeah, Dolphins, Titans, Jets, all 8 to 1. Panthers plus 950, Giants 15 to 1, and then Browns and Saints 18 to 1. Now, wouldn't we all agree that the Giants, Browns, and Saints don't appear to suck?
Or not nearly. I mean, not that there's that big of a jump between the Panthers, Jets, and Titans, I guess, to those next three teams.
No, but it doesn't matter if they don't appear to suck, right? Because the loss is already banked, and it only matters can they be good enough to get to the postseason. It's an entirely different story than, okay, maybe they don't suck, but are they still get, you know, that's a different story from will they get to the playoffs, though? And so, yeah, I would think the Chiefs are the proper favorite here. If you had one bet to make, though, what would you make?
Just thinking about that right now. I don't know. I think that Chiefs price. I mean, we just went over the history of what these teams have done. And minus 165? I guess if I had to make one bet, and I think this is a terrible number, I would not bet this right now, but it would still be Texans plus 145. But if you were going to go bet that, I'd probably just go look at the Texans to win the division.
Given the division, you're correct. Texans plus 145 is probably the best bet on that board. Let me hold off on that. Given the division, could I interest you in the Titans 8 to 1? No.
They'd probably, of the longer shots, I think they would be the number one consideration for me.
The point being that if you're betting anything here, the Dolphins and Jets are in the AFC East. You know, they're not winning the division, obviously. Right. All these teams are, I guess it would have to be wild card first, although the Chiefs and Texans, obviously only two games in, you're still thinking they could still win divisions. But what you said is very key right there, Kelly, which is also if you like the Texans at plus 145, perhaps you just go to the division market and it's better there. I don't know that it is, but you might find that it is. Not only book to book, but within the same shop.
Yeah, that's just, it's, you know, is there a chance the Chiefs make the playoffs and they don't win that division? Yeah, there is, right? I could see that happening. I think right now that's the way it's looking like it's going. But are we really getting two playoff teams from the AFC South? And you can get plus 280 right now at DraftKings for the Texans to win that division. So that's the bet I would make instead.
Yeah, although let me just repeat that stat.
I know.
Since 2020, when the playoffs expanded to 14 franchises, 38 of 43 teams missed the postseason after an 0-2 start. So forget the 0-3 and the 0-4, right? 38. So you're 5-38.
Yeah.
That's what you're up against here.
And one of these teams being priced at minus 165.
Yeah.
What would the price be? What's the price if we just Patrick Mahomes is a different name? It's the Chiefs logo is not up there, right? Like it is.
Let me ask you this. They lose to the Giants this week. They're 6.5 point favorite, 5 and somewhere in that pocket on the road against the Giants. Talked about this a little bit briefly yesterday. Are they 0-3, despite the reinforcements that might be coming? I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Probably toast. Yeah, we went over their schedule yesterday. Yeah. It is. It's a lot. There's some tough games mixed in there. Yeah, there's some easy ones.
The proverbial must-win situation.
It's amazing, these early week things. Like, we talked about this with Jeff Erickson earlier in the week of the Daniel Jones fantasy, right? Where it's like, after week one, nobody was really jumping in. But once they've seen it twice, okay, everybody's jumping in. Give me Daniel Jones in fantasy. And the Kansas City Chiefs feel this way of like, okay, we've lost to the Chargers. We've lost to the Eagles. It is not an ideal start to the season. We have receivers that are out. There are definite issues. But the Chargers and Eagles, I think, are excusable losses. You go and lose against the Giants this week. What is the reaction about the Chiefs next week? Like, everybody will have written off this team next week if that happens.
Pretty amazing. Anyways, just stuff you can bet as you look around. Kelly scours on a daily basis. That's stuff you can bet. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Roger Jones. Morning, guys. Just wanted to add on to the comments made to end the show yesterday. Not only do folks tune out, but some will contradict someone like Elihu Foystel with no evidence other than feeling. Being right is more important than making proper decisions for gaining knowledge. Ego, he says, I fear those folks are too close-minded to learn from anyone. What Roger's referring to is, and I'm equally fascinated by this. And by the way, great response on Twitter to both the Elihu clip and to the Survivor clip. Elihu talking about when is the proper time to buy points. Afterwards, he sort of revealed to us some other stuff that was very actionable information. But what he talked about is when is the proper time to buy points, when is not, what is the proper price, that sort of thing. And yes, because it is too in the weeds for some people who listen, the object's to make money, guys. I know it's not all us joking around sometimes. Sometimes you come in with the actual, you know, I don't know if you know this, the name of the show is a numbers game. So what Roger is saying is right. It's always fascinating to me how some people, they just shut off.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, sorry. Sorry you didn't want to know.
I mean, there is so much, especially since legalization, right? And we talk about expansion and all these different markets that you can bet. And we just talked about a bunch of them. I think you could say this about a lot of things in life, but we're never done learning, right? Like, you never hit a point where you have nothing left to learn. And I think the most fascinating, you know, like, okay, like, I didn't think much of it when we were doing the show on Monday and like, okay, Gil's going to go grab a little half point, boom, boom, gets the Falcons down to three, whatever. But what I said yesterday at the end of the show, I think if you're a newer better, that segment's amazing to help you. It helped give you kind of some benchmarks of, okay, when should you be buying, when you should not be buying, you know, how often should you even be thinking about it? And then there's those of us who've been doing this for years that get set in our ways that we just haven't even thought, revisited the subject in 5 years.
And the thing is, like, having him as a resource when I was reared on betting in the 90s, having him as the pinnacle ghostwriter there for, you know, with the name Simon Noble, just the notion of, you know, what constitutes a plus EV bet. You know, your brain shifts in a certain way that it didn't before. So anyway.
And you brought up the bet on Monday. And then I'm forgetting who tweeted, but someone tweeted like a few questions, like bing, bing,
very
bing.
Good questions.
Good follow-up questions.
Because he said Drew and Andy never want to buy points. They never like to buy points.
And then like Andy got involved in the conversation a bit on Twitter. And I was like, even on Monday, I was like, huh, I was not expecting this type of reaction to Gil buying a half point of the Falcons.
And Elihu came in and said, guess what?
Yeah.
Pretty good bets. Not terrible.
It was great conversation. Love that this week.
Wet Willie Cologne. If we don't get crack, we better get a Samo Bomb explosion graphic later. Guys, I don't know if we have that still. Samo Bomb explosion graphic. Jason Ice Cold Gambler. Yo, Kelly, what the hell? Gil and Kelly. Yo, hell, what the hell? No crack man today. My Thursday's ruined. The numbers, guys. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It's still the Vegas Statistics and Information Network. Us accountants and actuaries will listen with bated breath. There you go. There's a shout out for the math.
There you go.
Mark Bono, no crack man today? No. We'll still be listening all 3 hours. Could you comment on the new agreement with Prime Video with the 2026 Masters, Kelly? What's that about? Thank you and a great day, Mark from Philly.
Oh, I didn't read all of it, but I think they're carrying, you know how we always complain about the Masters starting late because they have like the special agreement.
Oh, yes.
I think Amazon's picking up some of the earlier
round. Yeah, the early morning part of the first and second round.
I believe. Again, I didn't read the whole thing. Masters is a long way away.
Amina Hussein, doing a great job over there at Amazon. Picking the talent. Good job by her. We'll come back. Teaser time. Teaser is not a Tuesday, so it doesn't really constitute alliteration. But teaser Thursdays. We lost that one in the divorce back in the day. Coming back on a numbers game.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
As the official horse racing partner of VSiN, First Bet is built for bettors who demand more. First Bet isn't just about placing a bet. It's about helping bettors of all levels with proprietary AI handicapping tools that provide data-driven insights to help you make smarter bets. First Bet's in-app tools give you win, place, and show probabilities for each runner so you can quickly and easily identify good value plays and improve your ROI. Right now, you can take advantage of the limited-time $250 sign-up offer to claim your bonus. Use promo code VSiN250 when you sign up in the First Bet app or firstbet.com. That's promo code VSiN250.
Let's go number two.
We get tweets of beating the book. You know, there are certain mornings, like certain listeners are on fire on Twitter. You know who's on fire this morning? Roger Jones. Shout out to Roger
In Fuego.
Jones. He says, Gil, if you have a minute, can you ask Samo Bomb? This is just what we were just promoting just now. He goes, if you have a minute, can you ask Mike Somich later? What does he think about the prevalence of AI handicapping tools in horse racing? Every platform seems to have one. And has he found any use for them? Thanks. I will absolutely ask him that later. Though, may I just say, apparently we do not have the Samo Bomb explosion.
We do not.
We do not have that.
Left at the D.
Sorry.
The can I make an AI comment?
What did we win in the divorce? We seem to have lost a lot of things in the divorce. Well, Samo Bomb.
We keep getting shipped out to different places. We lose some things. Okay.
Somehow Beyonce made it with us though. She traveled with us.
Audio files are easy to carry over.
Okay.
Yeah. I had two things. AI. You want to hear the oldest man AI thing I have to say recently? I was exchanging text messages with a friend the other day. And he's a lawyer. And he goes, you know what? He's like, I really can't buy into anything AI until they actually fix autocorrect first. And I was like, that's the simple, smartest thing I've heard about AI. How is autocorrect continuously screwing up as much as it is in our daily lives? And we're trying to force AI to help out in all these other different areas.
Also, I'm glad you
brought
this.
Shouldn't that be like step one? Fix that.
Also, AI gets a lot of stuff wrong. Like for those who just pop it into, a browser.
Yeah.
And are like, oh, here's a question. Gets a lot of things wrong. Will Hill and I don't know how this came up, but we were, when it came to sports betting, we somehow got on the subject of the Giants, the Giants Vikings NFC Championship in 2000, which the Giants behind Kerry Collins ended up winning like 41-0, I believe.
Yeah,
like
Kerry Collins.
But we had a very different recollection. And I remember being in Vegas, me and my buddy Reza, we were in Vegas and we were betting the game. And I remember exactly what happened, right? I remember exactly what the spread was. It was -3 on the Vikings. And they were favored. And if it got to -3.5, we said we weren't going to bet it. And we still went ahead and bet it, and the Vikings got crushed. This is 25 years ago.
Gil bought the half point.
And Will's like, no, look, all the, no, I didn't buy it. It went on its own. I just didn't listen to my own advice, right? Just didn't listen to my own advice. But if you search it now, it says, no, the spread was 1.5. And I'm like, that was not the right. So it's often, by the way, in those days too, the difference in the spreads was much more vast because I could have been at one shop in Vegas. This could have been some other reading on it. Anyway, the point being, you can't rely on that stuff either. It's not always correct. And so,
especially when you go back that far or longer, there's very little places that you could. I mean, like sports odds history, we bring up all the time as a resource to look at that stuff. But there are very few places that you could find that information and then feel like it's accurate.
Roger Jones also adds, fun fact, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but the Texans team to make the playoffs after being 0-3 in 2018 played in the early Saturday wild card window. Yes, we are aware.
I would have bet on that one. That.
Jed O'Connor, the Dolphins schedule gets easier in week 4 and 5. A decent showing tonight and getting to 2-4 probably saves Mike McDaniel until he gets another 2-game skid against the Chargers on the road in Cleveland. 2-5 season loss, clean house at that point. All right. This is from, let's see, Drew Bridges. Doesn't it feel like the shoe is about to drop, and wouldn't tonight be a perfect spot? Tua trying to save the job of the coach who has stood by him. Feels that way to me. Jason McKinney loved the push chart segment yesterday with Elihu Foistel. We homeschool our kids, and I enjoy listening to the show with my 10-year-old boy. There you go. Makes my day when I hear the math with him in the car, because I just look at him with a big smile and say, see, we always use math. My dad used to say that to me as a kid. You use math for the rest of your life. I'm like, really? He goes, yes, trust me. Jason H11, biggest loss in the divorce was clearly Sigma Derby. So sad. Arn Diggity, Saints started 2-0 last year. Is there any way to look back at their yes-no odds to make the playoffs? Colts could be that team in 2025. And Wet Willie Cologne says, well, Sigma Derby lost in the divorce. Sigma Derby's the big one we lost. All right, you ready for it?
I'll be okay. You're going to be okay?
I'll be all right.
Be okay. Yeah, I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Teaser time.
It's teaser time.
Thank you, Ryan.
Always,
Ryan,
well done.
Ryan, it should be known, as the guy who does the voiceovers here at VSiN. And sometimes after our show, he has to sit down and read a bunch of them.
It's becoming very regular. I guess the network's making a lot of money. That's what it must be.
And Ryan is super polite. And so he has different creative ways to tell us to get the heck out of here. Yeah, I'll just be back for some promos in about 15 minutes. He never says leave.
And if you think I've lost message. Some weight, Ryan Hunter, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Hunter. My gosh.
All right, here are your teaser time options. These are the Wongers. Not all of them are Wongers. The first one is not a Wonger.
Kelly Creative Liberty, as always.
Poetic license, creative license for Kelly Bidlin. The first one is not a Stanford Wong historical teaser leg because it is a road team that is between a 7.5 and 8.5 point favorite. Green Bay, 8.5 at Cleveland. The rest are Patriots, 1.5 at home, +1.5 at home versus Pittsburgh. Texans, +1.5 on the road at Jacksonville. Broncos, +2.5 at the Chargers. That's 2.5. I don't know what I said there. 2.5 at the Chargers. Seahawks, -7.5. 7.5 point favorites at home versus the Saints. Bears, 1.5 point dogs at home versus Dallas. Are they dogs now?
They're dogs now. Yes. Okay. It did flip to the Dallas side.
And Cardinals, 2.5 point dogs at the San Francisco 49ers. If you had to play one, two team, two leg six pointer, who are the two teams you take?
Where's my telestrator, Isaiah Wrinkle?
I'm going to guess exactly what Kelly Bidlin's are.
I bet three of them already. We've talked about it every single day.
Well, the Texans are definitely your anchor. You love that one.
Oh.
Oh, what is?
We've brought this up every single day this week. I have three teasers tied in with the backers right now.
Wait, hold on. You expect me to listen as well?
The best part is the Texans are not one of them, but I'm considering adding it. I have the Packers with the Broncos, the Packers with the Rams, not listed because I bet that early at the week when Rams were 4.5 on open. And then I have the Cardinals teased up. Cardinals up to 2.5, by the way, because I don't know if you caught this, but Brock Purdy, seen at practice yesterday.
Seen at practice.
And Shanahan saying that not to rule him out.
Who was the other person that we couldn't believe was seen at practice yesterday? At the end of the show, we were saying, how is that guy's at practice already? It wasn't Khalil Mack, but it was somebody else. We were incredulous. I don't remember.
Khalil Mack did end up getting put on IR, though.
Probably. Oh, that's right. Now I remember. Packers are the anchor for everything. Packers, Rams. Kelly's got when the Rams were... Kelly likes the 7-10 teaser move. Packers with the Cardinals, Packers with the Broncos. You feel real good about the Cardinals, huh? They inspire zero confidence in me. Not that the Niners do, by the way, but the Cardinals certainly don't.
I would say both of those teams, I have not moved much from my initial preseason thoughts on, but neither is impressed.
I think if we go back to that teaser,
that's one of those games, Gil. I think you could have, because there were points on Sunday and into Monday where the Cardinals were small favored. I think I probably would have teased that either way, to be honest.
I feel the most confident. The answer to the question for me of which, if you had to play one, two team, 6 point teaser, the answer for me would be, hate to say it, the Packers also, because I just... As no matter how good Cleveland has looked, that Packers defense is still just impenetrable. Impenetrable. Is that correct?
The team is rock solid right now. Yeah. I mean, it looks like it.
I'd go Packers-Texans, believe it or not.
Yeah, I might be adding that one. I don't really understand how we are at that much of a dog price on the Texans. You and I kicked this around yesterday, though. It's just a funky game. Like, it's a division game with two teams that are so wildly different.
And so wildly.
Unreliable. After struggling so much for the past 2 years on offense, because this offensive line just keeps getting killed. Like, do you really expect the Texans with a weaker defense to just all of a sudden turn it on? Like, I don't think they're going to become a team that drops 40 points on the Jags.
But the reason that I end up on those two teams is because if I look at the other five, the other way to look at it is, can you see a scenario where Pittsburgh, as lame or as mediocre as they've been, can you see them beating the Patriots by more than one score? Yeah, I could, right? I could, just because of the veteran defense, as poorly as they played against Drake May. Could I see the Chargers really asserting themselves and taking down the Broncos in pretty convincing fashion? Yes. Could I see the Seahawks making a mess? And this is a survivor play, right?
Why have neither one of us has brought that up?
Making a mess of this game against New Orleans? Absolutely, I could. Could I see the Bears getting blown out by a Dallas offense that could just outscore them? Yes. And could I see the Niners, taking down a Cardinals team that has not looked... I mean, neither team has looked great, but certainly the Cardinals haven't. So even though they're 2-0, I don't think they are... they're not impressing people in a dramatic way. So that's the other way to look at it, is I just see the other five going sideways as being more likely.
Feel free, anybody, to throw this back in my face on Monday, but Seahawks I did not include, and I'm shoving on Survivor.
And you're shoving still. Tim Murray next.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Thursday night football calls for sharper odds, and Bracco delivers. NFL spreads every Thursday, -103, -103, beating the industry standard and giving you better long-term ROI. On top of that, cash in on a 50% welcome bonus, monthly rewards, and Sunday free bet promos with promo code VSiN at Bracco. That's B-R-A-C-C-O. Reduced juice and rich rewards combined to give you the edge. Check them out at playbracco.com. today. We got tweets beating the book. Always appreciate y'all. Corey Henderson. Kelly just said he's shoving in Survivor. I missed who he's shoving with. You're shoving with Seattle, right?
Yeah, except for one. I think one, I'm going to go with the Bucks.
So it's a shove without the E at the end.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
This is essentially what he's doing.
All in, except not.
Except not. This is from Bob Sacamano. Are we forgetting Carson Wentz's last quality start was January 2023? His only 2024 start was an abysmal 38-0 loss where he had a 19.1 QBR. Bengals, plus +3. Teaser like, he says. Well, Bob, if that is your real name, we went through all the stats of all the backup quarterbacks playing this week, and we noted that. But I will say this. Did you see the Peter Schrager clip from ESPN yesterday?
No.
Just, well, he was basically, he wasn't gushing. He was saying that the Vikings are basically gushing over Carson Wentz.
I have very split feelings on this.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a chance Carson Wentz, like, right now is a better quarterback than what J.J. McCarthy is at. So from that standpoint, I don't know if there's a huge difference heading into like a week like this. However, I think what Drew said the other day to us is fair too, is they signed him very late in camp. He's had very little time with the team, but then you can go back. We can play this game all day, right? The Pastrnak did okay on that on short notice coming in for the Vikings last year.
Yes.
2 years ago. Was that 2 years ago?
What are you talking about? Dobbs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but Dobbs did so well that even Kevin O'Connell was like laughing on the sideline.
It was a joke.
He was like, how the hell is this happening? Numbers, guys. Been intrigued since Elihu yesterday went off the air, Columbo style referencing teasers. My life's work is to figure out the play here before it's no longer a play. Yeah. It's a good choice of work you've decided on. Let's put it that way. Let's talk some college football. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the host of VEASAN Primetime. He's the host of the VEASAN College Football Tailgate Show and the host of the cleverly named College Football Betting Podcast.
What doesn't he do, Gil Alexander?
I don't know. We'll ask him. Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. It's Tim Murray, everybody. Had one. That's the number one, Tim Murray. What's happening, Tim? What don't you do?
We're doing this again with Carson Wentz, really.
Yeah, we are.
I mean,
he doesn't do that.
Oh,
apparently.
This is the best he's ever been. You know, Gil, as fellow Washingtonians, I remember being told, you know, this is the best he's ever looked, and he's out there ready to take charge, and he's going to take command as the franchise quarterback. Yeah, that didn't work out all that well.
But yeah.
You do you, Minnesota.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what Carson has in store for the Bengals on Sunday. Wentz, Browning, catch the fever on CBS. All right, let's talk college football. You're Irish. Let's start there. They win 10 in a row. Is this going to happen for you? And they're going to make the college football playoff? Yes?
I don't know. I think when you look at what is out there, Gil, I think carnage is coming. I think there's a lot of parity to be had in these conferences, especially the SEC. I think this conference is going to really eat each other up. But look, I know a lot of people have brought this up. I understand why they'll be a favorite in every game moving forward. Well, they were a favorite in their first two games and they lost both of them. So, you know, I just think when I look at this defense, Gil, right now, there's a lot of issues. And Marcus Freeman has made really good hires since becoming the head coach of Notre Dame. And this is not one of them. Chris Ash looks like a mistake. And it is wild to see the changes in this defense from what it was last year, albeit with some better pieces. Xavier Watts is playing well in the NFL now. He was in the back end there, was an incredibly accomplished college player. You look at what they had at Jack Kaiser at linebacker, what they had up front. So, look, you could look at it glass half full and say they just faced the two best teams on their schedule, which I think is fair, but if they go 10-2 and they, you know, dominate USC and they go down to Fayetteville next week and take care of business against Arkansas, it's possible. But I think, Gil, what the thing Notre Dame is now feeling now is they don't control their own destiny. They controlled it up until last week, and now they need some carnage to happen. So we'll see. But I'm not ultimately convinced that they're going to run the table here, Gil. It's interesting to see the adjusted win total is 8.5, despite them being, you know, a favorite in all of these games. The look ahead line just came out for next week at 6.5 against Arkansas. So we'll see. They got to fix some stuff, but I'll say this from a positive standpoint, the offense does look impressive. And I think CJ Carr, has a chance to be a really good quarterback down the road here for the Irish. But That was a deflating result, and you could talk about a drop snap or a miss hold, and I certainly was frustrated about that on Saturday night. You also can stop a team from going 80 yards and, you know, converting a fourth and goal from the 11-yard line. So the defense has a lot of issues to figure out, and I'm not convinced they're going to figure this out for a team to go win 10 straight games.
Real quick before we get to your plays, and maybe one of your plays is amongst these games, but I'm just curious, of the marquee matchups this weekend, which is the one that intrigues you the most? Texas Tech, Utah, Auburn, Oklahoma, Florida, Miami, I'll throw that in, Illinois, Indiana. What amongst those intrigues you the most?
I mean, all of them? Can I just grab them all? Let's go bullet point by bullet point here. Utah, Texas Tech. Love this game. Love this conference. My favorite conference in college football. Not necessarily to bet. I just love the fact that it feels like every team is right there with the other. And yeah. I've been very impressed by Utah so far. The victory against UCLA maybe takes a little bit of a less impressive look after what we saw New Mexico do to the Bruins last Friday night. But Utah, elite offensive line, a quarterback that I really love in Devin Dampier, and you know they bring in his offensive coordinator as well. And then Texas Tech, a team that spent a whole lot in the portal, hasn't really been tested yet. So this is one of those games where you know we'll find out what they're made of. I don't have a bet on this game. I do have a pre-flop bet on Utah to win the Big 12 at 6-1 from the summer. So certainly would love for Utah to win this game. Let's go to Boomer Soonerland. And you got the return of Jackson Arnold. I love this game. If we get to 7, I'll be on Auburn for sure here. May still look at it at 6.5. Look, Oklahoma, one of the more impressive performances of the year, Gil, when you think about what they did to Michigan defensively and really bottled up Bryce Underwood and company in that game a couple weeks ago. And then in a massive letdown spot, they took care of business. They went to Temple and they hammered the Owls. You know, that was a spot where, look, I fell for it. I thought it was a really tricky situational spot and they took care of business. And now you come back home to take on Auburn. You've got your former quarterback over there in Jackson Arnold, an Auburn team that has some big time wide receivers, but they haven't really had to showcase them yet. And Cam Coleman and Eric Singleton, because you think back to the Baylor game and they just ran the ball down a very leaky defense in Baylor. So we're going to see Jackson Arnold have to utilize his arm in this spot. Let's go to Miami and Florida. This is a game I do have a bet and I'm probably going to hate myself. Let's see. That game starts at what? 4:30 our time. So I'd say at about 4:52, I'll say, what am I doing and why did I do this again?
That's great.
But I took the points here with Florida. And you know, look, last week I thought was a desperation spot for Florida, and they had every opportunity to cover that game. The defense did all they could, Gil. But when your quarterback throws 5 interceptions, it's rather challenging to cover a football game on the road against LSU. Miami could very well be the best team in college football. I'm not putting it to the side. The sidelines is where I get worried with Mario Cristobal and his dopey decisions from time to time. But look, he's got an elite offensive coordinator in Shannon Dawson. We learned that last year. He's got a very good defensive coordinator. They went out and got Corey Heatherman, and they've got the pieces, man. This team is loaded. Miami's next 3 games, guys, it goes Florida, bye week, Florida State on the road, bye week, Louisville. How do they do through those 3 games? After that, it's smooth sailing. This Miami team has no excuses not to be in the playoff, but I think Florida, I like I said, probably going to hate myself, but of these games, this is the one I do have an in-pocket play. I took the points with the Gators.
All right. And Illinois, Indiana, anything real briefly on that one?
I'll shout out Wes Reynolds. He was on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. No one knows Indiana better than Wes, at least at the network. And he played under 52.5.
Okay.
Does feel like, man, for the 3rd straight week, guys, the market going against Illinois, and I was against them both weeks. I took Duke. I took Western Michigan. I was wrong on both sides. So I'm going to wait this one out and see where this ultimately goes. But what a game there in Bloomington, and a big one for playoff implications. And 2025, boys and girls, Indiana, Illinois September is a game with playoff implications. And I can't wait to watch it on Saturday night.
Amazing. Give us in 10 seconds, one rando college play that you love besides these.
Let's go late night. Let's go the Rainbow Warriors. Give me three against Fresno State.
Okay.
Micah Elejado is back, getting a little healthier. Rivalry game. Big spot for the Rainbow Warriors. I'll take the three with Hawaii.
Tim Murray, he hosts everything. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
Are we sure? Next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the sports betting.